The Obama administration has freed up money in Alaska to close a funding gap in health care for veterans. But as KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, it isn't a silver bullet for difficulties Alaska's vets have faced over the last few months in connecting with care.
Sean Bransky is the interim associate director for Veterans Affairs in Alaska. He says the Choice Improvement Act, signed by the president last week, lets Alaska shift about $20 million between programs in order to restore services that have slowed in recent months.
Essentially what it did here in Alaska is it gave us the flexibility to get that money moved over from the Choice Act to our non-VA care coordination funds to continue to provide care for veterans here in Alaska through the end of this fiscal year, 30 September.
That funding shortfall came in part because of national changes to how the VA pays outside providers for health care. The Choice Act passed a year ago and is credited with reducing wait times, but also proved far more expensive than anticipated. In Alaska, which served as the model for VA reforms, the program backfired, extending wait times and suddenly making routine care more complicated. Before VA funding was turned off 8 weeks ago to rein in budget overages, Alaskan veterans were already having difficulty with the third-party company, TriWest, handling care under the Choice program. Verdi Bowen is the director for the state's Department of Military and Veterans Affairs and says that especially for veterans in areas around Kenai, the Matsu Valley, Fairbanks, and Juneau, everything got harder.
And if someone was at one of those clinics and they needed, say, like a radiology appointment, when the funding was pulled, they had to go to the Veterans Choice Card, which added another layer that they had to go through. Prior to that, the VA would help them make the appointment, set the appointment, and it would be done pretty quick.
Bowen says that while $20 million in restored funding will help paying for faster care, the complicated mix of national, state, and local programs isn't always as nimble as patients and providers need it to be.
There's still some sorting to do as they bring that funding back into the purchase care programs. And it would be fair to say that the local VA is probably doing a stellar job trying to sort that money back out, but it would be difficult for them to turn it on back overnight. They're going to have to try and work out those issues with each one of those veterans that are in that care system.
The Alaska VA also has a new interim director, Dr. Linda Boyle, a 25-year veteran of the Air Force. And next week, the nation's Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert McDonald, will be in Alaska. He's scheduled to attend meetings in Wasilla, Kotzebue, and Point Hope. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.